This article was originally published on popzara.com. Read this and more on our website. Netflix's latest fantasy adventure, Damsel, directed by Juan Carlos Fresnadillo, 28 weeks later, stars Netflix staple Millie Bobby Brown, Stranger Things and Enola Holmes, as Elodie, a young woman from a struggling noble family. Initially presented with the opportunity to marry Prince Henry, Nick Robinson, and restore her family's fortune, Elodie eagerly embraces what seems like a fairy tale come true. However, this promising scenario quickly transforms into a nightmarish reality as she becomes a sacrifice to an ancient dragon, thrust into a desperate fight for survival, and later revenge. Despite the familiar damsel in sacrifice trope, a tired cliché in today's era of strong female heroes, Damsel offers a glimmer of hope by subverting this expectation. Millie Bobby Brown's powerhouse performance takes center stage, showcasing Elodie's remarkable strength and resourcefulness as she fights for survival. Even when isolated in the dragon's lair, her charisma shines through, making audiences root for her survival. This captivating portrayal elevates the film, transforming Elodie's fight from passive victimhood to a gripping journey of resilience that keeps viewers engaged. However, despite Brown's impressive one-woman show, Damsel stumbles right out of the starting gate by failing to build a captivating fantasy world. We see little beyond Elodie's impoverished homeland, leaving viewers yearning for a richer setting to explore. This lack of world-building cripples the story from the beginning, offering a basic and predictable plot with cardboard characters and flimsy motivations. The slow pacing extends into the hurried conclusion, leaving us feeling unsatisfied with the overall experience. Adding to the disappointment is the wasted potential of a talented supporting cast featuring Ray Winstone, Robin Wright, Nick Robinson, and Angela Bassett. Unfortunately, their talents are squandered in roles that are underdeveloped and offer minimal screen time and depth. Their characters fade into the background after the first act, becoming forgettable and lacking impact on the narrative. This misuse of a strong supporting cast is a missed opportunity, leaving the audience wondering what could have been with a more fleshed-out story and character development. The film further squanders its potential in the underwhelming encounters between Elodie and the dragon. While the initial restraint hinted at a menacing predator, the dragon's behavior devolves into that of a bored giant toying with its prey. This is especially disappointing considering the legendary Shore Agadashlu lends her voice to the creature. A voice with such captivating presence, perfect for commanding respect or instilling fear, is sadly underutilized. These lethargic showdowns, particularly during the climax, drain any tension built, leaving viewers questioning the stakes and feeling detached from the peril. Despite Millie Bobby Brown's valiant performance as Elodie, Damsel ultimately struggles to overcome its narrative shortcomings. The underdeveloped world and characters leave the film feeling hollow, while the wasted potential of its talented supporting cast and underwhelming dragon interactions create a sense of missed opportunity. However, Damsel isn't entirely without merit. Though flawed, its subversion of the damsel in distress trope offers a glimmer of hope for the future of fantasy storytelling on Netflix, and maybe elsewhere. Thanks for listening. Read this and other articles on popzara.com.